As we've just heard, the assassination of Abu Ali Mustafa brought thousands of Palestinians into the streets today in Beit Jala. They're vowing revenge, and they were joined by Palestinian refugees in Syria, Jordan, and Lebanon, who are also staging angry demonstrations today. Throughout the Arab world, anger is mounting at Israel's tactics. Dr. Abdelmonem Sayed Ali, the director of the Al-Ahram Center for Political and Strategic Studies in Cairo, says concern about the situation has reached a new level.
I think it's more organized now. It's directed towards specific demands for Arab countries to interfere. There is, of course, a more fundamentalist voice into this. There is a substantial increase on the response of the average Arab street person to what's going on in the Palestinian territories.
There used to be a sense that the plight of the Palestinians was something that all Arabs sympathized with in some way, but we were past the age of other countries actually, say, going to war on their behalf. Do you think that's changing?
A little bit. There is some change on what the Arab countries should do. Until the last few months, the word war will be something nobody will mention. That's not happening anymore. They think that war is coming anyway because Mr. Sharon is launching that war and he wants this war. Some people are calling for sending volunteers, and particularly Islamists participating with Hamas and Jihad and other forces.
How does it affect the situation of President Mubarak, both in Egypt and in the Arab world more generally?
I think it's affecting him in the sense that they are expecting Egypt to do something about it. I think in the coming few weeks will be more look at President Mubarak in terms of what the Arab League will do, what the Arab efforts will be in the UN Security Council, what the Arab efforts will be to aid and help the Palestinians. Do we need a kind of a new Arab emergency summit? All these things will be looked at, what Egypt will try to do in any of these fronts.
The Israelis and many pro-Israeli observers find in current events signs of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's improvising ineffectively at this point. I wonder, in Egyptian eyes, or more generally in Arab eyes, is Yasser Arafat gaining in this crisis, or is he appearing to be yesterday's man? How would you describe it?
I think he's gaining. He's gaining a lot, at least from part of the population in Palestine and the Arab world. They thought that Arafat was a sellout, that he is selling Palestinian rights to the Israelis. Now the guy is putting a good fight in spite of the huge and immense imbalance of power between Israel that has almost everything and the Palestinians who have very little.
Of course, there are one of the common themes we read about here nowadays is the spiral is getting out of control, things are getting worse and worse. No matter what the justices or injustices, and the Israelis speak of suicide bombers in their view as terrible injustices and terrorism, no matter what the rights and wrongs, the parties have to be separate. We have to step back from the brink right now. Do you hear that sentiment expressed?
I must say there is only a few voices who are seeing that. The emotions are getting very high. Each side is looking at its own victims. There was an attempt a few weeks ago by Arab and Palestinians, particularly, and Israeli peace people to try to launch a process and make a declaration, but their voices, it just withered under the sounds of clashes, violence, and confrontation.
Dr. Sayed, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Most welcome.
Dr. Abdelmonem Sayed Ali is director of the Al-Ahram Center for Political and Strategic Studies in Cairo.